Weiter in Shas, we are on Daf Yud Dalet, picking up on Yud Gimel Mabez by the bottom of the page, second to last line, right in the middle of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Omar. Now, we had discussed something about the stream of fire and how the sweat of the stream of fire stuff would come out from the chayas, the sweat of the chayas of these different types of angels. And the question is, where did it go? So one answer, we said it went on the heads of the Rishoyim and Gehenim. I know even another one, Rav Yaakov Amar al Asher Kumtu, the ones that were supposed to be but didn't end up being. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Asher Kumtu velo eis nahar yutzak yisodam. And that is that those who were set up to be before their time and whose foundation, whose foundation was swept away by a river. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Shimon HaChassid, Elu Chamil Seshivim V'Arba Doros Shekumtu Libaros. These are the 974 generations that were supposed to be created, but unfortunately for them, they weren't. Beep, turn the page, Yudalit, and Kodem Shenivra Olam. These are before the world actually was created, and they actually ended up not being created. Now, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ush Salam B'chol Dor V'Dor, Hashem planted them B'chol Dor V'Dor in every generation, and V'Hein Him Azei Ponim Shabadar. These are the Azei Ponim. These are the Rishoyim of each one of the doors, and therefore, this is what we're talking about. This is the stuff, the that was poured down on them. This is the Rishayim, the brazen people, and the sweat will fall on them. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar says, "Asher kumtu levracha hu d'chsev." He actually says it's something which is really a good thing. Those that were cut down for is something for a bracha. Eli tamidi chachamim shemekamtin atzman al divrei Torah b'olam hazeh. These are tamidi chachamim that cut down their time, their sleep in olam hazeh, in order to shtag the heilige Torah. Hashem is going to give them, reveal to them a secret in the world to come. Shenemar nahar yutzak yisodam. As the pasuk says, their secrets will be like a river. Amar le Yishmuel chir barav bar Uriah, son of Uriah, literally meaning the son of one of light, the one who gives of the Teda. Ta'im alach milsa. I'm going to tell you something. Come, I'm going to tell you something. Mahani mili demal yusa da'av amar avuch. I'm going to tell you great stuff that your father used to say. Kol yom of yom and ivari malchei asharis minar dinar. Every day there were malachim that were created that came out of this stream of fire. And then what would they do? V'amar shira ubatle. They would say shira and then they would disappear. They would be there just for that and they would leave. Shenemar that they're new every morning. Great is your praise. It argues with Shmuel Nachmani. He says differently. He says, "Damar Shmuel Nachmani, I'm a Rebbe. Kol dibor v'dibor sheyotza mipi Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Every word that came out of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, so to speak, never made a malach echad. The malach came and was created. So one says it's from the stream of fire. The other one says it came from Hashem's mouth. Shemar b'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu uberuach piv kol tzavam. So we see very straightforward that through Hashem's mouth was created. Okay, now we have a bit of a contradiction. There's a pasuk found in Sefer Daniel which says about Hashem, and obviously this does not mean literal. Maybe it's not obvious to some people, so I'm going to make this statement very clear. This does not mean literal. Obviously, there's a lot of depth going on over here, but sometimes we use what's called personification or anthropomorphism, if you want to sound fancy, or we go out and we take human characteristics and we put it onto Hashem. So we have one pasuk that says, the Levusha Kislag Chiver, that which he, Levusha Kislag, Kitlag Chiver is like Kitlag is like Kisheleg, and that is that his Levush, what he wears, is like white as snow. Sa'ar Reshe Ka'amarnike, and his hair is like wool that's clean. Uksiv, so we have like one that sounds like Hashem's hair, so to speak, is white. Uksiv, we have another pasuk says in Shir Shirim that Kvutso Sav Taltalim Shacharos Ka'orev, that his curls, they wave and they're black, like an orev, like a raven. So is Hashem's hair, is it white or is his hair black? So Gemara lo kasha, kan be yeshiva, one second in yeshiva, and kan be milchama, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is in yeshiva, and that's a steiging, Torah, and that kind of stuff, it's more, you know, when you're older and more chashuv, kan be milchama, but when it's, talking about when it's black, it's when you're going to milchama, because you want someone who's young and a whippersnapper to do that. Tamamar. And the greatest people in the yeshiva are the elder ones, the ones who are older and wiser. You want a younger one to be involved in milchama. So, depending on what's going on, that's how it was shown. Okay, we have another one that was seems to be a pasuk found in Daniel. Karsiye shavivin dinor, that his throne It was made of fiery flames because of Echad Amar. One says, "Ad dikar savan remiv v'atik yomin yisiv." First pasuk is alluding to one throne, one kisei, and now it says over here that the thrones were set up, thrones in plural. One of the v'atik yomin of the old days was yisiv was sitting there. So how many thrones are there? So says Gemara, lo kasha, echad lo, echad lo David. One is for Hashem, one is for David HaMelech. Could the Tanya one to the Brisa, echad lo, echad lo David. One for David. Div Rabbi Akiva, Zagizok, Rabbi Akiva. So throne number two is for David HaMelech. Amar lo Yosi Aglili, Akiva, Adbatsa Atosa Shechina Chol. What are you talking about? How long are you gonna? Who are you going to make the Shechina like Chol? Rashi says, Lahoshiv Adam Bitzido. You're going to put a person next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It doesn't make any sense. Ella Echad Ladin Ve'Echad Litztaka. What it means is two thrones. One is for Din, for judgment, and one is for Tztaka, for charity. Frakta Gemar, Kiblamine, Alo Kiblamine. Did Rabbi Kiva, was he masking to Rabbi Yosef Glilas Taina or not? Toshima, Echad Ladin Ve'Echad Litztaka. Did Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva says it's clearly who is masking. Amal Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah, Kiva Malachai Tzel Agada. What's with you and Agada? Like, what are you doing dealing with these type of inyanim? You're not the Agada guy. Klach midabrosecha itzan agoyim ba'olos. Go ahead and deal with the ideas of the goyim and olos, which are really detailed halachas that have to do with tumah and tahara and things like that. That you're a bucky in. Rashi says klach midabrosecha means chaldo midvarecha, stop from your speaking. Which are deep halachic stuff. You don't deal with this kind of a gadot. So what are you doing? Ella echad lekisei ve'echad leshrafraf. Let me tell you what it is. What it means is one is for Hashem's throne and one is for shrafraf, as we saw before. It means the place where Hashem puts his feet. Kisei leishiv alav asita sit on shrafraf ladam raglav, and the shrafraf put his feet. Shenemar the pasuk says, "Hashemayim kisei, the shemayim of the heavens is my seat. Va'aretz agam raglai, and the land is my footstool." Now, we brought up a Gemara yesterday. We mentioned a pasuk found in Yeshaya, and we said that we're going to get to it, and here we are getting to it now. There's a lot more to it that we're going to read, and we're going to break it down, but we'll see when we get there. Ki also Rabbi Dimi Amar, when Rabbi Dimi came, he said, Shmona esrei kololos kilo di Yeshaya Yisrael. The 18 literally means curses that these cursed Klai Yisrael, meaning, Rashi says, Klomer nisnavna aleihem yud ches peronos. He had a nevuah. He prophesied 18 bad things are going to happen. Velo niskara daito ad sha'amar lehem mikra hazeh. And he didn't become okay, like he didn't calm down, he wasn't relaxed until they told him the following pasuk. Yiruvu anar bazakan v'anikla b'nichbad. He basically wasn't okay until he said one more than the 18 bad things, and that is that they're going to domineer the youngster over the elder and the base over the respectable. And first, I'm explaining what does that mean. It wasn't happy until there was a 19th curse, or so to speak, negative thing is going to happen. One explanation is the fact that it says, oh, that's going to be the footsteps of Mashiach coming when that type of thing happens. So let's take a look and see. Shmonasar klolos maininu. What were the 18 things, these bad things that were going to happen to the Jews? These 18 are going to come up in the pasuk coming right before this that we just read. Dechsiv, as it says, kihine yodon, long pasuk, so I'm going to, you know, just being straight up Uncle Art in this one. Kihine yodon Hashem tzavakos meisim Yerushalayim im Yehuda, mashein umashena, kol mishan lechem v'chol mishan mayim, gibor v'ish melchama, shofi v'navi koseim v'zakein, Sar Chamishim Unesu Fanim. That's the actual pasuk we read yesterday that we said we're going to translate. V'yo Yitzchacham Charashim and Avon Lachash to these five things. V'nasati Na'orim Sareim V'sa'alulim Yimshluvam. Okay. Translation. What does that mean? For behold, the Lord Hashem, Master of Legions, is removing from Yerushalayim and from Yehuda support, Mashen Umashena, and mainstay, every support of bread and every of water, hero and men of war, the judges, prophet, divine and elder, captain of 50 and respected person, which we're going to explain, advisor, scholar of scholars, and comprehender of whispers. I shall make youngsters their leaders, and mockers will rule them. Oy vey. Okay, now we say the following. Mashein elu bali mikra. When it says Mashein, they're going to get rid of all these people. This is the people that Mashein like, vein lanu ami li shayin. Mashein is to support something. These are bali mikra. These are people who know mikra well, know chomish really well. Mashein elu bali mishnah. These are no mishnah. Kigon Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema v'chavei Rav Yehuda ben Tema omer pligi ba Rav Papa Rabbanan chad omar. One of them says, sheish meos Mishnah. There was 600 Sidra Mishnah. V'chad Amar Shvameo Sidra Mishnah. Some say that there was 700 Mishnah so we have Sheish. They had 600 or 700. Kol Mishan Lechem, number three. Every support of Lechem, of bread. Elu Bali Talmud. These are people who know the Talmud, right? People who know you can go ahead and they know what's going down. It says Rashi, Sheish Lismochal Horasan. Just like you're somech on lechem and bread, you could be somech on their hora and their alacha. Shenamar lechu lechemu belechemi u'shesu b'yayin masachti. Like the pasuk says, come and take of my bread and drink of the wine that I have that I prepared. Good. V'chol mishad mayim, in every support of water, what's that document? Elu bale agada, these are bale agadas, shemosh libo shel adam kamayim bagada, who draw the heart of a person like water, that, you know, you get all excited and interested about agadata. Gibor, this is referencing a zeh bal shmuel, someone's a bal shmuel who heard things. Rashi says shama hilchos halachos psukos miyabosav v'shkuas bepiv. He heard it from his rabbis, and they are fluent in his mouth. V'ish milchama zeh sheodeh litzav liteh b'milchamto shetorah. This person knows how to fight the war of Torah. Shofet zeh dayin shadon did emes lamito. Someone knows how to don properly. Navi kamashmo was a navi. Kosem zeh melech. What does that mean? Diviner is a king. Shenemar kesem al sifse melech. Zakein zesh ro'oi li yeshiva. This is someone who's fitting for yeshiva. Rashi's velito mimenu eitza b'chol dvar chachma. You can take wisdom. You can go and ask advice on anything that needs wisdom. Sar chamishim, a captain of 50. Al tikrei sar chamishim el sar chumashin. Rather read it. This is a person who's a sar, means the prince of chumashin, of chumash. Zesh yodeh at least velito mechamisha chumash. Torah, someone who knows back and forth, you know, has to deal with. Dover Acher, Sar Chamishim Kid the Rebbe Avo, like Rebbe Avo, Dam Rebbe Avo, Mikan She'en Ma'amidim Miturgim and Alasibar Pachos Mechamishim Shana. From here we see that you don't go ahead and set up a person who's going to be the one who's going to be the Miturgim, who's translating the Shir of the Rabbi, someone that's less than 50 years old. Got to be at least 50. Gotta be 50. Unasu panim. What does that mean? That a respected person, zesh, and nosin panim ledoro bavuro lemaila. It's talking about somebody like Rashi points out, Chanina ben Dosa, tainis chaf dalin amabez, shakol nizonim bizchuso. Everyone is being upheld. The world's being upheld for them in the schus of them. Like Chanina ben Dosa, like it says over there, kol alameinu nizon el vashil Chanina beni, all's for that. Kegon Chanina ben Dosa, says the Gemara. Ah, beautiful, beautiful. So that's someone who's getting credit upstairs, that they're like, wow, he's the man. But Lamata, also you have to have someone down here on earth. Kigon Rabbi Avo Bekesar. Now what are we talking about over here? Rashi says that Malchia Umos Mechadinoson. They have the people in the you know, the non-Jewish people, kingdoms, courts. Then Mechaber Hashem Bishvilo, Kigon, Abevo, Shoyachoshev Besamelech, Kedarminim Bemesech Sanhedrin, Dahavu Nafke. Hasa de Bekesar la Ape. He was quite tight with the Kesar, with the Caesar. Kigono be all Bekesar. Yoetz, this is the next one. Sheodea la Aber Shanim Blikbo Chadashim. This is someone who knows how to go ahead and be my Aber. You got the point. The Chacham is a Talmud Hamachkim Es Rabosav. A Chacham is someone who goes ahead and makes his teachers even better, even more smart. Charashim Beshash Abateach Bedivre Torah. Sorry, wrong trap there. Charashim is b'shal shabatech with the Torah. At the time, this person, whoever this charashim are, I call nasim kecherishin. Everyone becomes like a cherish, like they can't even talk because they're so impressed by this person. Unavon zeh mivin davar mitoch davar. This person can understand one thing from another thing. Lachash zeh sheroi limser lo divrei Torah shenita b'lachash. Lachash means this is someone who you want to give over divrei Torah that were given over in a whisper. Rashi says sheroi lemoser lo is kigon av bezin v'libo doig b'kirbo. He's someone who's always worried to make sure he's going to make the right decisions. V'nasati ne'orim sareyem. I'm going to make young kids, they're going to be leaders, and they're going to be those that mock are going to rule them. Maivin asatan arim sareim. What does that mean when it says that? Amar Belazar elu bnei adam shemino orin mina mitzvos. These are people who are lacking in any mitzvos. And they're going to want to be the ones that are going to be leading. V'talulim yimshlu bam. And those that are mocking, those that are making fun, they're the ones that are going to rule. Amar of Achabar Yaakov, Sale b'nei tali. That they're tali from Lashon of Shual, like Shale, Shual, fox. The foxes, the kids of foxes. In other words, they're very, very cunning, and they deal in a way which is really not okay. Now, we then said, V'lona skaru daito ad sha'amar lem. Yoshaya didn't feel good until they said the following, that Yeravu anar bezakin, that they're gonna the young one's gonna rule over the older one. Elu b'nei adam sheminorin min ha-mitzos. These are the ones that are empty for mitzos. Yerhavu b'mishem amula b'mitzos k'rimon. They're gonna rule over the one that's full of mitzos, as full as a rimon, as a pomegranate. Va'nikla b'nichbad. Nikla is like the low one. Is a benichbad, you're going to have the lowly one is going to rule over the one that's nichbad, that's honorable. Yavu misha chamuros domos alav kichalos. A person who is chamuros, his averus chamuros that he does are like kal, you know, it's like nothing to him. Yavu misha kalos domos alav kichamuros. And you rule over the person who looks at light mitzvahs like they're heavy. In other words, they take them very seriously. With all this negative stuff that's going to happen at the times of the Chorban, Amar Rav Ketan, he says, "Afilu b'shas kishlonus of Yerushalayim." Even at the time when Yerushalayim is on its way down, Rachmana Litzlan, lo pasku be'en bali amana. We didn't lose that. People that were trustworthy. There were people that were trustworthy, honest people. Shanem, as the pasuk says, this is talking about Chorban Bayis Rishon. It says, "Ki yispos ish ba'achiv beis aviv simla lecha katzin tielanu." That you're going to have a man who's going to grab the brother, the house of his father, and he's going to say to him that you have a simla, you have some sort of garment, you should be a ruler over us, you should be a katzin, which is like a general over us. What does that mean? That means, Devarim shabnei adam miskasin kisimla, yesh dan tachas yodecha. Meaning, they're saying to this person that things that people cover over with their clothing, yeshem tachas yadecha, you have them in your hands, meaning you know what's going on. Rashi says, klomer atabaki ben, that you're holding shtark in this. The pasuk goes on, v'machshela azos, and that this machshela, this stumbling block, mai v'machshela azos, what does that mean? What are we talking about? Devarim she'im b'nei adam omdim aleim elim kein nichshaben. These are things that people don't fully get until they mess up with it. Rashi says, "Kishes lamid shatalmid nichshal b'shmuaso parmishon ushnia who nosin leiv lamod al shmuaso." When you mess it up once or two times, then you learn to learn it the third time. Yeshen tachas yadecha, you have them under your hand. So therefore, they're asking that you should be a ruler over us. Yisa bayomahu leimor, he's going to raise up on that day and say, "Lo eyachovish, I'm not going to be someone who's going to rule." Rashi says, "Eni rugalios, I'm not rugal to do it." Ubebesi ain lechem vein simla, and in my house there's no bread and there's no garment. Losis imuni kitzin am, don't make me the ruler over these people. Now we break down each part of that pasuk. Yisa, which means that he's lifting up. Ein yisa el lashon shvua. It means lashon of shvua, of swearing. Shenemar lo sisa Hashem Hashem alokecha. Don't say Hashem's name in vain. Lo eyachovesh. I'm not going to be a ruler. It means lo yisa mechovshe beis hamedrash. Says I'm not the one who was chovesh, who locked myself up in the base of Medrash, meaning I don't really know. I'm not holding shtark. You think I am? I'm not. But basi and lechem and simla. What does it mean? There's no bread and there's no clothing. Shein biyadi lo mikra v'lo nishma lo gemara. I'm not holding in anything. I don't have any of this kind of stuff. So don't take me as a ruler. So what you see is that even when terrible things are happening at the Churban, there were still honest people that were willing to say such things. Says the gemara, who says v'dilam shiny hasam? How do you know that the fact that they were saying that I know anything means they were bali amana? Maybe they were lying. Di amar la lehu gamirna, because if he says that I actually did learn it, then Amile Amalad, he'd say, teach it to us. And therefore, the guy has to be honest, because if the guy is saying over here, don't think that they were really such good people, just that we're going to get called out. Someone say, teach us, they can say, I don't know how to do it. So someone, no, Havad Leila Meimar Gomer Veshachach. It's not true, because he could say, I did learn it, but I forgot it. My Loeya Chovish wasn't even, when he says, I wasn't Chovish, means I didn't lock myself up. In the base of Medrash means lo eyachovish klal. I never did such a thing. So he was being honest, in fact, saying I was never there. I was never at the base of Medrash. I never really understood what's going on. So we see their bali amana. So as gemar ani, is it really true? Ve'amarava lo chavi Yerushalayim ad shepaskim imena bali amana. Yerushalayim wasn't destroyed until we lost all of these untrustworthy people. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, shotetu bechutzas Yerushalayim, walk in the streets of Yerushalayim. Ru'u no de'u bakshu bechovaseh. Go out, see and know, and go go to all the streets. Im timsa ish, if you find a person, im yesh osa mishpat bevakesh emuna ve'aslach la. If you can find any person that's honest and does truthful, honest person, then I'm going to forgive it and I'm going to make sure that Yerushalayim doesn't even get destroyed. So the fact that it did means that there weren't even any honest people. So what's Rav Kitina saying? There's going to be honest people. Says the Gemara. At the time of the destruction, there's honest people. Says Gemara, lo kasha, this is nishkin shaile. We're good. You know why? Beep, turn the page down on the base. Ha, but divrei Torah. Ha, but maso matan. Rav Kitina was talking about divrei Torah. And ha, when Rava said, he was talking about maso matan, but divrei Torah havu. There were people that were honest with their divrei Torah. But it came to business, maso matan lo havu. There was no one to be found that was honest. Oh my goodness, here we go. I got it to cities, my friend. This is intense. Now we're back to the Gemara's who's going into the discussion about Maisa and Merkava a little bit. Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa Rabban Gam Yochan Ben Zakkai, Shai Rochev Al Chamor Vahim Al Chaderech. He was riding on a donkey and was going along the way of Rabbi Elazar Ben Aruch, Mechamer Acharav. He was going ahead and he was riding afterwards. He was with him. He was with him by his donkey. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, says, Rebbe, Shneili Perek Echad B'Maisa Merkava. Teach me a Perek Echad B'Maisa Merkava. Amar Lo, he says back, Lo Kach Shanisi Lechem. He says, nah, I can't. Lo Kach Shanisi Lechem. Didn't I teach you V'Lo B'Merkava B'Yachid? That was, you're not allowed to do it with B'Yachid. Ela Im Kein, Achacham, maybe Medaito. You're really stark. So Amar Lo, he says back to him, Amar Lo, he says back to him, says, Rebbe, Tarsheni Lomer Lefanecha Dover Echad Shil Meditani. Sir Li Maditani. Let me go and say back to you something that you already taught me. And it's talking about now, as we're going to see in a second, something you taught me within my summer kava. Amelo Emor, Rav Yochanan says, okay, tell him. Miyad Yard Rav Yochanan and Zakkai, the Rebbe, Mialach Megadaf the Chamor, Vnesatev Yoshev Al Evan Tachas Azais, and he sat down on a stone underneath an olive tree. And Amar Lo, Rabbi Elazar, his Talmud says to him, Rebbe, Mipnei Ma Yiradata Me'ala Chamor, why'd you get off the donkey? Amar says, Efshat Adorish HaMaisa Merkava, you're about to dash HaMaisa Merkava, Shechini Mano, Shechini is with us, Malachi Asheris Malavanos, and we have the Malachim that are with us, V'ani Arkav El Chamor, I'm going to go me on a donkey, doesn't make any sense, no way I can behave in such a way. So Miyad Patsach Rabbi Elazar Ben Aruch HaMaisa Merkava, V'Adorish, he started dashing it, V'yardu Eish Ben Hashemayim, V'fire Kinam, V'sivva Kol Yilod HaShemasada, and it encircled all the trees that were there in the field. Paschu Bekulan V'amru Shira. And suddenly all the trees that are there started to go and sing Shira. Ma Shira Amru, what did they say? Hallelujah Hashem in Ha'aretz, Taninim V'chol Tamos. Hashem should be praised from the earth. Taninim, these are like the big ocean, snakes, whatever they are exactly. And all the chotomos, all the depths of the water. Eitz pri v'cholarazim, hallelujah. The fruits, the trees with fruits and all the cedars, hallelujah. They go out automatically. What can they do? They have to just start singing. Nana malach mina ish v'amer, a malach that was in the fire there spoke up and said, hein, hein, maisa merkava. That is maisa merkava. Amar Rav Yochanan Zakkai, Rav Yochanan Zakkai got up and shakol l'rosho and he kissed him on his head. V'amar Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Shanasan Bein LaAvram Avinu. He says, "Wow, unbelievable! The Baruch Hashem that he gave a son to Avram Avinu." Sheyodea, someone who knows Lahavin V'Lachkor V'Lidrosh B'Maisim Rekava. Someone who really gets into it. Yesh Noah Dorish V'Ein Noah Mekayim. They're those people who know how to darshan, but they don't know how to be Mekayim. They don't know how to uphold. That was like, no, Mekayim, they don't uphold, they know Doris, but not a Darshan. Ata, no, Doris, but not Mekayim. You know how to do both of them over here. Ashrecha Avram Avinu, Shalazar ben Aruch Yotze Michalatzecha. Elazar ben Aruch came from you. Kishenemru Adavarim Lefner Be Yeshua. And when he stood in front of Yeshua, Yehu, Rabbi Yosei Akoyim, Mehalchim Ederech, they were going and they were walking along the road. Amru, and they said, Af anu nijish maisa merkava. Let's do it also, because there were also tamidim of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. They said, we'll do it also. Pasach Rabbi Yeshua v'darish started dashing v'osu ayom tkufas tamuz haya. And that time was the time of Tammuz. And Tammuz is usually, Rashi points out, the ain derech l'skasher shamayim ba'ofim. It's not normal to have clouds that are in the heavens at that point. The skasher shamayim ba'ofim v'nir kimin keshes ba'anan. And when he started dashing, the sky started to get clouds. And there was something that looked like the venira, something similar, kamin keses, that looked like a rainbow, ba'anan, that ended up coming in the clouds. They were coming to hear all the teachings that were there. Kibnei Adam shemiskapsin aboyim liros b'mazmutei chasen v'kala. Like people who came to see all the partying that was happening in front of the chasen v'kala. Rashi says mini schok shemisachin lefneim. Like when the chasen v'kala sit down and the people come dancing in front of him. So all the malachim came to hear what's going on. Halach Rabbi Yosi HaKohen, and Rabbi Yosi HaKohen was there, and he started doing a sibur dvarim lefnei Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, and he started. Who was the Rebbe? They told him about this. Va'amar, and he said, "Ashreichem va'ashrei yoladetchem." Wow, fortunate you are, and those who gave birth to you. That Ashrei Einei Shekol Einei Shekach Ro, the eyes that have seen this. Va'afani v'atem mechalomi mesuban hayidu al Har Sinai, and I and you were in a dream, and mechalomi in my dream mesuban hayidu al Har Sinai. And we were hanging out at Har Sinai. We were sitting by Har Sinai. Vinitna Alina Baskum and Shemayim. Heavenly voice came out. Alu Lakan, Alu Lakan. Come here. Arise. Come up here. Come up here. Traklin Gedolin Matzos Nos Matzos Lachem. You have this beautiful palace waiting for you. Traklin Gedolin Matzos Nos and nice couches. Matzos Lachem are set for you. Atem Vitamidim Vitamidei. You and your students and your students' students are invited to the third area, which is a good thing. It's a good place where you want to sit. That's a good place to sit. Is it really true that you're saying that this whole story, the realism of Narach, he came along and he did Maisim Merkava in front of Yochum and Zakkai? Batani, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shlosha Ar Tsaos Hain. Like a hartza'ah, like a speech. There were three of them that were giving over. Rabbi Yeshua here said devarim lefnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yeshua said it in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva here said lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. He said it in front of Rabbi Yeshua. And Chananya ben Chachinai here said lefnei Rabbi Akiva. V'ilu Rabbi Elazar ben Arach lo kachasha. But it doesn't count him in this whole saying over here. So what are you saying that he actually did this? Says the Gemara, da'artzi va'artzu kamei kachashiv. The only ones mentioned here, as Rashi points out, are Shehirtza Lefnei Achirim, Achirim Hirtza Lefanav. You have people that said it in front of others, and others said it in front of them. Da'artzi v'lo artzu kamei lo kachashiv. But if you have Rav Elazar ben Arach, who he gave it over in front of Yochanan ben Zakkai, but even if other people say it to him, he's not part of the list. Frankly, Gemara, I've al Chananya ben Chachinoi, the lo artzu kamei lo kachashiv. Nobody said it in front of him, but they counted him. Da'artzi mia kamei man da'artzi. At least his case is something. That you gave over the shtickle in front of someone who also had given over the shtickle as well, also spoken out the speech. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we get to the very famous story. There were Tanu Rabbanan. There are four people. Arba nichnasu bepardes. There are four people that went into pardes. What is pardes? Pardes is going to like all the different categories of Torah: pshat, remesh, drush, and so on. They went into the orchard. Rashi says alu lerakia al yidei shayim. They went all the way up in order to really delve into the depths of Torah. Ben Azai, Uben Zoma, Acher, Rabbi Akiva. These are the four that went. Acher was Elisha ben Avuya, who ended up going off the derech and being involved with a woman in an inappropriate way. And there's someone said, oh, look, it's him. It's Elisha ben Avuya. Then they realized what he was doing. They're like, oh, it must be Acher. It must be someone else. As we're going to probably get to. Here we go. Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, Rabbi Akiva, Amar Lehem, Rabbi Akiva said before they went in, he said, listen, Kishatem Agim Eitzel Avnei Shayesh Tahor. If you get to the place which has the Avnei Shayesh, the marble that's Tahor, pure marble, Rashi says Mavik Kamayim Tzlulin, it's going to be shining like this like water, like beautiful, subtle, clear water. Al Tomu Mayim Mayim, do not say Mayim Mayim. And then you'll be worried and say, we can't go anymore because there's water here. Mishum Shenemar, Dover Shkarim, Lo Yikon, Leneged Einav, right? The Pasuk says, someone who says Sheker, says something that's not true, he can't come in front of my eyes. So he's kind of warning them, we're about to go in, boys. You're going to see something, it's going to look very clear like water, don't say it. Because then there being some sort of lie, some sort of non-truth, and you can't do that. Ben Azai hates it, Vemes. Ben Azai, he take a little look, Rashi says, Letzad Ashrina, he looked toward the Shrina, and he died. Allah v'katz of Omer, and him the Pasuk says, Yakar be'enei Hashem, hamov salach hasidov. Ah, think of that when you go ahead and you say Hallel. Yakar be'enei Hashem, hamov salach hasidov, which literally means it's difficult in the eyes of Hashem, the death of Chassidim, the ones that are as Chassidim. Rashi points out that Huksha Misasa Lefanov was hard for him, Fishemes Bacher, because he died young. V'afal Pikein Efsha Shaloyamos. It's like it can't be that he didn't die. Mishum Shenemar, Ki Loyer Uni Adamachai, a person can't see me and live. Then he looked towards Hashem, and that was it. Benzoma, so that was number one. That was Ben Azai. Benzoma Hatesis Vinifka. Benzoma gave a little kick. And Rashi says, Vinifka means that he lost his mind. We have over here a letter on the scene. Lo here it's a Talmud Lefnei Rabbo, Hilkach Ludami, Lo here it's a Makmeiman. Rashi says, Nitrifa Daito, he lost his marbles. He lost his mind. Volovakasavomer, him in the Pasuk says, Devash Matsasa Echol Dayecha, Pentis Ba'enu Vakesa. If you find honey, so eat it, right? Eat what is enough for you. Dvash masas echo dayecha, well, that which is enough. However, pentis ba'enu, lest you become filled up in a vakesa and you're going to be throwing it up. Acher, what happened with Acher, whose name was Elisha ben Avuya, he was kitzetz ben etios. He cut down small trees, young trees, that were over there. And Rabbi Kiva yatsa b'shalom, Rabbi Kiva came out b'shalom. He survived this whole endeavor. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Continue on with more Gadot Hashem tomorrow. Wishing all y'all a great, great day.